Vaccine distribution has been haphazard in many parts of the country. Each state has different rules about who can get a shot and when. In Pennsylvania, hospital administrators and researchers are getting vaccinated before some frontline workers. In fact, even some people working from home who have no contact with patients are finding themselves ahead in the line. Sarah Bowden of member station WESA in Pittsburgh has been reporting on this. Sarah, welcome.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And what exactly is happening with vaccinations at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center?
Yeah, so some of the people my co-reporters and I spoke with acknowledged that they didn't really have a particularly pressing need for vaccine compared to others in more high-risk jobs or people with certain health conditions. And, you know, some of the folks that we've spoke to, as you mentioned, they've been working from home since the start of the pandemic, and they have jobs in departments like insurance services and communications and fundraising. And more than one person told me that they actually wish that they could have given up their vaccination spot to their parent instead of them. And they also told me that they felt weird about accepting the vaccine, but ultimately decided to do so because it was in the best interest of their personal health.
So people who are not working directly with patients are getting the shots.
Yes.
What about the other way around? Who's not getting a vaccine that should?
Yeah, so people who should probably be getting a vaccine, but who work within UPMC facilities might include, for example, an American Sign Language interpreter. My colleague Kylie Kozinski, who I co-reported this, told me that there's a gentleman who, because he's a contractor who works for an agency, hasn't gotten vaccinated, even though he works within UPMC facilities. Also medical and nursing students at UPMC facilities who are supposed to be vaccinated but under state guidelines because they work directly with patients have had to go elsewhere for their vaccinations and are struggling to find vaccines because, you know, availability is so finite.
Yeah, well, we know the federal government has really left it up to states to decide how to distribute those doses. What do the guidelines say about where you are in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so Pennsylvania and federal guidelines are essentially the same, and they are vague at best. And it's up to the organizations who have received the vaccine to decide how to interpret these guidelines because they're the ones administering the vaccine. And therefore, UPMC can make decisions like what it did with vaccinating employees who have been working from home. But what I can tell you is that Pennsylvania has said that people who are currently eligible for vaccinations are those who are most at risk for contracting COVID-19, such as healthcare workers. And therefore, I think it's very fair to ask UPMC if it was appropriate to vaccinate certain groups who don't work within medical facilities. And especially while so many healthcare workers and people at long-term care facilities are still waiting for their vaccination.
Sarah Bowden, a reporter with member station WESA in Pittsburgh. Thank you very much.
Thanks.